You have your Bibles. Let's turn in them to Luke 22. Luke chapter 22, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 71. Luke 22 and verse 1. And God's people, remember that these are the words of our God, so give your attention to them. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, that's Jesus, kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover that we may eat." And they said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare?" And he said unto them, "Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, 'The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber? Where shall I eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready." And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." And he said unto him, "Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death." And he said, "I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me." And he said unto them, "When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything?" And they said, "Nothing." Then said he unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise the scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out and went as he went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the twelve, went before them, and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, but ye come out and against the thief with swords and staves, as against the thief with swords and staves. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things blasphemously spake they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Then said they all, art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, ye say that I am. And they said, what need we of any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth. And those are God's words. As the beginning of the chapter now, as the time to celebrate the Passover came closer, the plot is made to kill Jesus, even through the betrayal of Judas Iscariot. And then through verse 18, Christ celebrating the Passover with the disciples, wherein he instituted the Lord's Supper, through verse 20, as we've read in the other Gospels. And then, and something to note there, of course, is that they took the cup after the supper, after taking the bread, which is a, some people disagree with in our day, but there it is, and clearly in the Scriptures. And then through verse 38, Jesus discussing with the disciples of his betrayal, the future in the kingdom, and that Peter would deny him. Through verse 46, Jesus' agony in the garden, even through prayer, the agony that's shown even through his sweating blood. That's how much agony he was in. And then his actual betrayal by Judas through verse 53. And Peter's denial through verse 62. And even here, when the cock crew, verse 60, after his third denial of Christ, try to remember this. Every time you deny Christ through your sin, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when you sin against the Lord, then you go out and you weep like Peter did. Weep bitterly over your sin. And Peter did not stay in his sin. He turned from it and was converted, as the Lord also talked to him about. When you are converted, he said in this chapter, when you come to faith. And Peter was a great apostle. And praise the Lord for that. And then to the end of the passage, you see the sufferings and wrongs done unto Christ and his confessing that he is the Son of God, but also confessing that he is the Lord. Confessing, I am. Which is the name of the Lord, I am that I am. And they thought he had committed blasphemy when it was them who had committed blasphemy. Verse 65. Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, you are to come unto him, to stop denying him, even in your sins. But by the Spirit, believe on him and love him and seek communion with the suffering servant, Jesus Christ, Savior and King. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and thankful that you teach us of those things that led up to the cross and the death of our Savior and King Jesus Christ, your Son. We're thankful that you show us, even in this passage, what repentance looks like with Peter. What betrayal looks like, betraying you in Judas. We would pray that we would be more like Peter and weep bitterly over our sin and also have that zeal and love for Christ to follow after him. We pray that we would go after the way of our Savior. As we heard in the call to worship, the narrow way. And the way according to your commandments. Father, we're thankful even in the couple weeks, the prospect of partaking and celebrating the Lord's Supper again, which Jesus here instituted before his death, that we would have a reminder in physical things, physical bread and cup, to remember the sacrifice of the body of Christ and also the blood shed for our sins. And we would not have only the words through the reading and preaching of your word and as we sing and pray, but so too the elements of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper as physical symbols and reminders of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that even now, as we prepare for that time when we will partake of the Lord's Supper, that you would put these physical symbols of normal bread and wine into our minds and hearts and our affections, and change us for your glory and for the good of the Church of Jesus Christ, for our good, who love you and are called according to your purpose. We pray even now for our spiritual health as a congregation, that you would sanctify us and turn us from our remaining sins as a body together and as individuals, each struggling in their own ways and their own sins, just as we see in the many in this chapter. And Father, we ask that you would humble us, that we would not seek to be the greatest, as the disciples did, that we'd seek to serve one another. And so make us to be servants of you, the Lord Jesus Christ, and servants of the Most High God, even in the congregation with one another. And so when we have need, that we would see that need and try to meet that need and serve in that way. We pray that as you call us to certain callings, that we would serve you in ministering the gospel and evangelizing and testifying and make disciples of all nations. And we would see such baptized and taught all your ways, all your commandments, and that we would not deny you in those opportunities for evangelism, but we would confess you before men and profess your name before the church. We pray that we would be iron sharpening iron, and that you would help us to love those who need loved and grieve with those who are grieving, and rejoice with those who are rejoicing. And that we would long to see our brothers and sisters in Christ, and you, that we would long to see their being blessed by you. And we would long that for each other. For we do not seek kingdoms here, we seek your kingdom first and foremost. And that means humbling ourselves and serving as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you, that we might worship and serve you. Father, continue to pray for Michael and Audrey. You would help them be their comfort. Even grant them a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who is the great comforter. And you would cause them to continue looking to Christ, your Son. And you would bless them for their continued looking to you and faithfulness, even in the midst of great trials, just as you did with Job. So bless them with so much more than they had before. And Father, we ask that you would keep growing us, not only in our hearts and souls, but in number. That one day we would be able to plant another church and another church. That the gospel would go throughout Missouri and Kansas City and across the nation and the world. We ask that you would grant humility in that, and wisdom and discernment in the right timing of all these things. And you would provide for us all that we need to continue on and that the gospel would continue here in this place. We pray for those congregations without ministers now, for Westminster and Denver and now the Laramie congregation and the Manhattan congregation. Provide ministers for them. And as you have answered our prayers concerning the other congregations that need pastors and you've provided, and we pray that you be faithful to these prayers according to your will. Thank you for the presbytery meeting we had and the success there and the man passing his exams. We pray that you would bless him and be preparing him for his ministry in Oklahoma City and the planting of the church there. We pray for the persecuted saints throughout the world who are suffering because of the name of Jesus Christ is upon them. We pray that you would uphold them and strengthen them and shower upon them your grace, even pour out your Holy Spirit upon them in a special way, because they need your help. And then, Father, as we pray the same for us, and yet we need your Spirit because we are more lukewarm and numb and cold, and we need to be revived. And so send your Spirit to bring revival of the biblical sense. And grant your word to go forth to many with the outlook that all nations would come unto you, that the fullness of the Gentiles and Jews will come unto you, and all the elect, of which we put our hope, even now in the life to come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.